Blog Talk Radio.
Second Peter 1:3 tells us that God has given us everything that we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of Him. I have everything.
Thank God for that selection.
We're what the Word of God say we are. You got to just come to that belief. You are what the Word of God say you are. Not what man, not what you think, and definitely not what you feel. You are. We are. I am. Don't get me talking about the I am. Because you need to know you're what the Word of God say you are, and that's what you put faith in. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis B., the Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. So happy to have each and every one of you all. We're going to ask Pastor Bill, hallelujah, she'd give us a word of prayer and see if Evangelist Sharon is able to read. And we're going to take it from there. Hallelujah. I need their help this morning. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Pastor, for that selection. Amen. Amen. I have everything I need. The great I am provides for us. Amen. Even though you said me, I'm saying for us. The great I am provides for us. Amen. Praise God.
Yes.
That's a beautiful reflection. And the words just, you know, just make you aware that we're not in control. God is in control. He's the great I am. But let me go ahead and read the scripture. Praise God. Coming from Ephesians chapter 2, verses 13 and 14. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace, who have made both one and have broken down the middle wall of partition between us. Amen, amen. Praise God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you today. We're thanking you for your word. We're thanking you for your word and song. We're thanking you, Father God, for the broadcast. Thanking you for the listeners and those that participate. We're thanking you for our pastor, Father God, who's being led by your spirit. And we ask, Father God, you open up our hearts and our minds so that we, too, can be led by the Spirit of God. Lord, we're just giving you praise today. We're binding up anything and everything that try to come up against any listener, anyone that's participating, and our pastor right now in the name of Jesus. Pleading the blood of Jesus on this broadcast, Father God, and on each and every one of us, Father God. We want to thank you for the Word of God. Your word is faithful. Your word is true. And no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And we going forth in the name of Jesus because we are more than conquerors, Father God. And, Lord, we just thanking you for the word. And, Father God, we ask that you would be with those that are sick and shut in. You said in your word, by your stripes we're healed. Be with those that are going through and those who are bereaved. You say you will keep thee in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. And Father God, we're so thankful to know that you will supply all of our needs according to the riches in glory by Christ Jesus. So, Lord, we're just thanking you that we know that we are more than conquerors. And the word says, greater is he that is in us, hallelujah, than he that is in the world. So, Lord, have your way and just use our pastor and open up our hearts and our minds to this word so that we can receive it. And not only receive it, live by it and share it with others. We're thanking you, Lord, for all things. In Christ Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you, Pastor, for that beautiful prayer. We're going to open it up for the review. Anybody had anything they like to share, anything in particular you like to share about this week, we're going to leave the floor open. But you all know once I get started, boy, it's on and hot. So If you have any scripture that you want to cover that we did on last week, please do not hesitate. And matter of fact, I ask you to come forth now if you will.
Praise God. The scripture I'm thankful for, really all of them, God knows. I tell you, I'm just thank God for his word. But the scripture that was brought out was Philippians 2 and verse 5, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. So that's letting us know we have to have the mind of Christ. Amen. And also having the mind of Christ takes us also to Ephesians. And then I'm going to let somebody else get in and be thankful. But Ephesians 4 and verses, I'll start with 3. I'm reading from the King James. It says, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body, one spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Amen. So that scripture just lets me know that we have to be one with the Lord. And not only that, we have to have the mind of Christ. And not only that, we have to be spiritual. So I just thank God for his word, because we have to be spiritual minded to receive this. So we got to let go of what we've been taught. We got to let go of the things, the old saying, and be in God's word and let his word be in us richly. Amen. So we can share this word with others. Praise God.
Amen. 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 Anybody else? Hallelujah. Anyone else have scriptures they want to share? As we go along, if something jump out at you, please feel free. Monday, we started with Ephesians 4, and we read 8 through 13, so I'm going to ask Evangelist Sharon if she'll read 8 through 13. At Ephesians 4:8-13.
Yes, good afternoon, Pastor Beasley. Good afternoon, Pastor Bell. Thank you for that selection and a beautiful prayer. 8:13 reads as follows. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captives and gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended to the same also that ascended up far above all heaven, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and some teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. So we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Amen.
Amen, amen. And from the Message Bible, out of the generosity of Christ, each of us is given his own gift. The text for this is, he climbed the high mountain. He captured the enemy. He handed it all out in gifts to the people. Is it not true that the one who climbed up also climbed down to the valley of earth And the one who climbed down is the one who climbed back up, up to highest heaven. He handed out gifts above and below. Filled heaven with his gifts. Filled earth with his gifts. He handed out gifts of apostles, prophets, evangelists, and pastors, teachers, to train Christ's followers in skilled servant work, working within Christ's body, the church, until we're all moving rhythmatically and easily with each other, efficient and graceful, in response to God's Son, fully mature adults, fully developed within and without, fully alive like Christ. Amen. Hallelujah.
I want you all to find 1 Corinthians 12 and 13. Because I want you to get a little bit deeper into this talk here, what Paul is doing, kind of pick up what Pastor was talking about, one Lord. I forget what day it was, maybe Thursday, we were talking about oneness, and we're going to get into that, but for review's sake, there is one body, one spirit, even as you are calling to one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, and Father of us all, who is above and through all, in you all. But every one of us has been given this gift. And so Paul makes it real plain that it's a gift. Oh, I gotta say that just one more time. It's a gift. He gave it to the church, not your organized church, but to the body of Christ. Put a pin in there. So what happened, Pastor? How come we see now that it's no longer gifts? It's position. Yeah, you be surprised how some of these people, they have apostle as a position. Not the gift now for the body of Christ, but a position for their church. Position for their organization. They've changed it. And so I asked God why, and that's when he took me to Matthew 11 and 12. For the kingdom of God, or the kingdom of heaven, have suffered violence, and violence taking it. This spirit is just taking over what Christ have established. So they become anti-Christ, because they're taking over. It's these spirits that are taking over. Instead of being a gift, they said, no, it's not a gift now. It's our position. I'm a prophet.
Have mercy,
see,
Lord.
And we're supposed to be operating in these gifts. And please, let me say this to all of you all. Please, know that these gifts are available, but they become yours when you receive them. So if you're somewhere and you're ministering and the spirit of pastor come on you, pastoral, they say. But if that come on you and you're being engaged to direct somebody in scripture, then you're operating in the pastoral spirit.
All right.
Won't teach you that. Because, see, the pastor's supposed to get paid. And, you know, he's the highest office in the church. That's what they say. Right. They have an office. That's an office. It's not a gift now. They've reversed that thing.
Have mercy.
Man, I want everybody to see this the way it is. Satan literally actually the Bible says, for the kingdom of heaven is suffering violence. Violence is switching it.
Have mercy.
Well, why do you think the scripture said that Jesus had went to the highest place and he took those that were captive and had captured and gave gifts to people Why do you think he said that?
Mm-hmm.
We are one in Christ, brothers and sisters, and we can all operate different times. But now, I know man would have you to think you're a special gift, you do special things at special time, and they probably got every scripture in the world. Everything has to be done decent in order. Here you talking about ministering, and they talking about playing church. Big difference.
Have mercy,
yeah.
Lord.
Yeah, don't, please, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, do not reject the Spirit of God. Because he's just one spirit. Wow, can
mm-hmm.
I say that one more time? It's just one spirit.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this is why you should, if the Spirit comes on you to evangelize, don't say, well, you know what? I don't have the title having an evangelist. Don't do that. The Spirit come mm-hmm. on to you to teach. You're going to teach God's pure word. And you're not going to, and you're going to be edifying the body of Christ. That would be the difference. You're edifying the body of Christ. Why? Till they become a perfect saint in the body of Christ. Till we all got to come to that knowledge, to that full stature of Christ. So we got a lot of teaching to do. Don't worry. Unpack your bag. Christ ain't coming till this happens.
All
I know
right.
Some of you ready to go. Can't go yet. We have a job to do. We haven't finished the ministry. And this ministry is to unite our brothers and sisters, those that are disobedient, but they are brothers and sisters. God's going to take care of all of this. We just need to do what we're supposed to do.
All
That's
right.
our purpose.
Yeah.
It's to prepare
yeah.
God's people. Now, y'all may not know this, but we are servants, man. We are servants.
Yes, we are.
We're going to be working. It's a job. It's a
Amen.
Job. Being an evangelist.
That.
Yeah. Because you got to perfect the body of Christ.
That's right. Amen.
But over in, 1 Corinthians 12 and 13. Will you read that for me, please?
1 Corinthians, I'll say that again, Pastor, please.
1 Corinthians 12 and 12 verse, 12 chapter 12 verse, and the 13th verse, please.
1 Corinthians 12, I'm sorry, I didn't hear the verse. My phone is breaking up. I'm sorry, I apologize.
It's 12, 13. So it's 12 chapter, 12 and 13 verses.
Thank you, Pastor. Praise
God. Oh, yes.
It reads as follows in the King James. For as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one spirit. Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise God. From the Message Bible, you can easily enough see how this kind of thing works by looking no further than your own body. Your body has many parts, limbs, organ cells. But no matter how many parts you can name, you're still one body. It's exactly the same with Christ. By means of his one spirit, we all said goodbye to our partial and piecemeal lives. We each use to independently call our own shots. But then we entered into a large and integrated life in which he has the final say in everything. This is what we proclaimed in word and action when we were baptized. Each of us is now a part of his resurrection body, refreshed and sustained at one fountain, his spirit, where we all come to drink. The old labels we once used to identify ourselves, labels like Jew or Greek, slave or free, no longer useful. We need something larger, more comprehensive. Amen.
Amen.
And, look at it like this, brothers and sisters, because I want y'all to get this vision. I know how it sounds. I know where your mind will take you with this, but you got to get out of that way of thinking. The Holy Spirit is like the blood, put it that way, in your body, and it travels through all parts of the body.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
So when it get in your leg begins to function as a leg. When the Holy Spirit get in your arm, it's functioning. So we got all of this, and the Holy Spirit is moving throughout the entire body.
Yes. Amen.
So when the Spirit says to you, direct that person into the gospel. Since it's a gift, you have to receive that and say, okay, Lord, I'll do that one. And you begin to act. And I know it says for the body is not one member, but many. I get all of that. But if the foot shall say, because I'm not the hand, I am not of the body, man, that's crazy. Therefore, I want y'all to see this the way it is. The same blood now is running through the whole thing, the whole body. If it was an eye, there would be no hearing. If it was all hearing, there would be no smelling.
All right.
But remember it said earlier, one Lord, one body. But now it seems like, well, this can be confusing to somebody that don't understand revelation knowledge. But now have God sent the members, every one of them, in the body as he have and as it please him. And if they were one member, were one the body. But now are there many, yet one body. Now, to most folks, they won't get that, but I'll make sure you get it today. If you'll see that the Holy Spirit just goes throughout the body, and then it touches the eye and says, see, then you begin to see. If it touched the hand, it began to, the hand. So when you see these gifts, the Holy Spirit wants you to use them.
Yeah.
Not as a person, because see, that's where the organized church then got it twisted. They think, oh, well, everybody's a person, so you got to have a pastor, you got to have an evangelist. These are gifts to be used at the designated time, and God will tell you when to use it.
That's right.
Amen.
If that's making sense, I just want to make sure that, because see, as you get down there, the Bible gonna tell you not to quench the Spirit. Don't you stop that. When you see that thing working, don't stop it.
Amen.
See, God don't want us operating in skepticism, brothers and sisters. He wants us operating as one body. And remember what it's for. It's for the body of Christ. Not for the world. It's for the body of Christ.
All right.
I can't say that enough. So if you're an evangelist and God got you, the Bible says now, ye are the body of Christ and members in particular. You got to know, brothers and sisters. So when he give us apostles, it's for the body of Christ. So, God said, okay, well, look here, Evangelist Sharon. I want you to do this. Well, you obey that spirit. Because it's just one spirit. He taking the spirit throughout the whole body. Yesterday, I was ministering. And this man said, oh, well, let's get your number. We can, it was in a key place where they make keys. And people were sitting around, and the Lord just began to use me and share things. Mm-hmm. And people who read their Bible, they got on fire up in there. Man, to my shut the door. I'm on my lunch break. But anyway, one thing led to another. But the point that I want to make is this, brothers and sisters, we're one body. And when God tells you to minister as a teacher, like yesterday, the Lord had me teaching part of what I was sharing. Then he turned around and told me to prophesy. Then this other brother jumped in and said, hey, we need to be able to just meet Virgil, whatever he said. But I said, well, you know what? Right now, he has my number. Get the number. See, because I'm not trying to go there with a lot of people. I just want to do God's will. I just want to share that word with who God say to share it with.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the Bible says, but covet earnestly the best gift, and yet show I unto you a more excellent way. If you'll covet the best gift, then God's going to show you how to use that thing better.
That's
but
right.
You got to know it's a gift. And you got to know that the reason he gave us that is for the perfecting of the saints. And if you're not ready to use evangelists for the body of Christ, then you need to move on. You're not ready to be a direct people in God's green pasture. You need to move on.
Mm-hmm.
These gifts, don't be telling me how much of a prophet you are, and you, oh, well, you know, people. No, you don't down the body of Christ. You lift them up. You edify them. You build them up. Too many people prophesy. Prophet line. I call it prophet line. Oh, you going to hell. This going to. But, and God doesn't want that. That's not what he wants from us, brothers and sisters. He wants us to fill up the body of Christ.
Yeah.
That's what he expects out of us, to build up one another, to strengthen one another into knowledge and into truth. That's what God really expects.
Yeah.
And, let me share this with you, brothers and sisters. The thing is, some of us is walking in disobedience, and then some of us are walking in obedience. Obedient to the word of God. When God called us out of the world, most of us thinking about when we were drinking and gambling and all that. No, God calling you to unite in spirit, biblically.
All right.
That's what he's calling us to do, to be united. When he called us out of the world, he called us out of worldly churches. He don't want us playing church. That's what the enemy is good at. That's why the kingdom of heaven have suffered violence, and violence taken it by force. We just taking over the things of God, and we're not asking God for direction in these areas. These gifts are not people. Oh, I'm going to say that a couple more times. These gifts are not people. These gifts is for the body of Christ to minister, not limited to your local church. Let me put it to you that way. You find a saint somewhere and God tell you to minister, he expects for you to do that. Receive that gift and say, okay, Lord, I'm going to minister this person. You want to teach them whatever it is. If it's just teaching them who they are in Christ, if just begin to bless them. Teach them that it's being led by the Spirit of God. They are the children of God. But they may not know what that means. And you'd have to teach them that being led by the Spirit of God is being led by the Word of God. Because the Word is, the words I say, they are spirit and they are life, John 6:63. So you can't lead somebody by the Spirit without taking them to the Word of God. Forget that feeling stuff. Throw that in the trash. We've been given all spiritual blessings, not spiritual feelings. In Ephesians 1 and 3, read that. And Ephesians 1 and 20. And then Pastor, comment on that for me, and I'll be right back. Evangelist Sharon, would you read Ephesians 1?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Ephesians 1 and 3 and Ephesians 1 and 20, yes. And the King James reads as follows. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who have blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. And 20 reads as follows. Which he wrought in Christ, when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in heavenly places. Amen.
Okay, I'm from the Message Bible, Ephesians 1 and 3. How blessed is God, and what a blessing he is. He is the Father of our Master Jesus Christ, and takes us to the high places of blessing in him. Amen. And verse 20,
amen.
All this energy issued from Christ. God raised him from the dead and set him on a throne in deep heaven in charge of running the universe, everything from galaxies to government. No name and no power exempt from his rule. Amen, amen.
Amen. Hey, there you
go. Amen.
Thank you so much, Evangelist Sharon and Pastor. So, brothers and sisters, you gotta get with this. You're not in the flesh. You're in the spirit now. How I
Amen.
Know that? Because 2 Corinthians 5:17 said, therefore, if any man be in Christ. See, this is about being in Christ. That's what edifying is, the ones that are in Christ. If you're not in Christ, you don't need to be edified. You need to get saved.
All right.
By what the word say, according to the word, not according to man.
Mm-hmm.
But you need to get saved according to the word. And I know people quote Romans 10:9-10, and that's fine. But you got to understand what you're reading there. You got to confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God is operating a resurrected church.
Yeah,
you can't believe in the resurrection. And it doesn't happen once a day, brother. So see, some folks say, well, just believe that. How do you know you believe in Christ? I'll tell you how you know that. Because you're practicing the things that Christ said to practice. You're doing a Colossians 3:1. You're seeking those things above. What Christ did at the right-hand side of the Father. That's how you know. Yeah. See, you're doing a Philippians 2:5. You have the mind of Christ because you got the word of Christ. And for those that may not know, remember, brother and sister, we're dead to the flesh, but we're alive to the spirit. As long as you want to operate in the flesh, now this is a, I'm going to call this an alert here because a lot of times people, they don't realize that this is a news break.
All right.
Romans 8:7. You're going to get a real nugget, brothers and sisters. Romans 8:7.
Yes. Romans 8:7 reads as follows in the King James. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God. Neither indeed can be. Amen.
Amen, amen. From the Message Bible. Those who trust God's action in them find that God's Spirit is in them, living and breathing God. Amen, amen.
Amen.
So where's your mindset? Is it on a building? That's an enemy against God. I know you haven't been told that, but I'm going to tell you, all these buildings, playing church and stuff like that, that's an enemy against God. That's why the kingdom of heaven is suffering. The kingdom of God right now is suffering. Suffering. Because folks want to play church. They won't let the Holy Spirit guide them. They won't let the Holy Spirit And you can say, well, blame, no, I ain't blaming nobody. I just know that you don't have to. I ain't trying to play no blame game. I just know children are walking in, they're disobedient, and God on them quicken their spirit. You're supposed to be alive. I read
that's
that.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, do I need to go there? Ephesians 2. Because I'm going to tell you where it's at now. You're either going to die to the flesh and live unto the Spirit of Christ, and then that's why I'm here to help you, and that's why the Holy Spirit is going, because all I'm going to do is give you the word, and the Holy Spirit is going to take you right through it and show it to you.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you're going to understand Ephesians 5. It said, be ye followers, be imitators. You're to be imitators of Christ, not church people.
All right.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. Make it plain.
Yeah. So you ain't going to be imitating what you see the deacon do, the preacher do, like pastors. How do you know that's a real pastor? What you know about a pastor? Pastor's
right,
the one
now.
That get paid? What about an evangelist? What about an apostle? They're all doing the same work. We all doing the same thing. How about the teachers? How can one get paid and the other one don't? That ain't God. Who told you that lie? That ain't God.
All
these gifts is for the perfecting of the saints, for the working of the ministry. Got all these gifts so we can build up the body of Christ until we become like Christ. So you can unpack your bag. You can unpack your bag.
Right.
Christ ain't coming yet. Coming back to rapture his glorious church yet till we get this right. We got to get it right. Then he's going to rapture because he's in glory and everything about him is glory. So we got to get folks into the glory so he can come back. I'm talking about saints now. I ain't talking about the whole world because he's already told us to come out of the world. So don't expect the world. But, you know, there are those that will be saved. I'm talking about biblical unity. That's what I'm talking about. Being united with the Word of God. Okay, what I said. What scripture I said. Well, I get so caught up, man, sometimes. But in Ephesians.
You said Ephesians 2, but you didn't give me a verse. Thank you.
Yeah, the first three verses. I'm sorry.
No problem. Praise God.
That's all
and
right.
And you have in the King James, it reads as follows. And you have he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, where in time past we walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of power of the air, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, in of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh, and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, even as others. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible, it wasn't so long ago that you were marred in that old stagnant life of sin. You let the world, which doesn't know the first thing about living, tell you how to live. You filled your lungs with polluted unbelief and then exhaled disobedience. We all did it, all of us, doing what we felt like doing, and when we felt like doing it, all of us in the same boat. It's no wonder God didn't lose his temper and do away with the whole lot of us. Instead, immense in mercy and with an incredible love, he embraced us. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, see? You have he quickened. You have he made alive.
Thank you, Lord.
From this dead world. He made you alive. He called you out of it. He called your spirit to be alive.
Mm-hmm.
See, he called sin when you play in church.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I keep it real with you. When you go into church, see, I'm getting real deep now.
Mm-hmm.
When you're going and playing, because all you're doing is trying to block the Holy Spirit from working in other people's lives.
Have mercy.
Now I know you got this vision, because most I talked to a lot of preachers over the years, and they was excited about being a pastor. You know why they was excited? Not because of the word of God. They was excited because they saw pastors with diamonds and with states and shoes and custom-made suits and Rolls Royces. Part of that was the glamour. That overshine. That overshine truth, brother and sister. So it didn't matter. Just long, whatever I have to do to get that, see, that's why the flesh, now I'm going to go back to Roma because I want you to see this. See, that's what happened to, that's what the flesh is. Well, let me make a point here. God called you to be alive to him, okay? Now, so when you go back to Romans 8, you'll see this. God don't condemn you as long as you're in Christ. He wants you because you're not walking after the flesh, but you're walking after the Spirit. Why? Because the law of the Spirit of life that's in Christ Jesus now has made us free from the law of sin and death. So you're free from the church stuff.
Hallelujah.
See, the law, couldn't get you born again, brothers and sisters.
Amen. Amen.
So those that believe in Christ Jesus can no longer be condemned. Folk can't condemn you because you're telling them you're walking in the Spirit. How they going to condemn you? But you can condemn them because they're serving the building. They're serving wood. They're serving brick. They're serving marble. They're not really serving God.
Have mercy.
They think because they give that filthy lucre, they think they done did a big deal, man. It's a big thing. I give my money here. Brother, sister, let me tell you right now. We have an awesome job. It's an awesome challenge ahead of us. And sometimes it just, it can get unbearable. But the thing that I have to hold on to is the law of the Spirit of life that the Lord works through us. I know that there were some things that the natural law couldn't do. It couldn't make you right. It couldn't free you from sin.
Amen.
It could redeem us. So why should I be practicing that? I need to practice being in Christ. You know, the law can't perform miracles. I hope y'all know that. The law can't impart faith.
Amen.
Law can't do that. It takes the Spirit of life to do that.
Say that.
And people that walk around here and say, oh, well, you know, can nobody live perfect. Well, I don't know what you call perfect. You may have to explain to me what you think perfect is. Because if you think perfect is without flaw, you're absolutely right. But if you think perfect is fulfilling and bringing things to an acceptable place, and here's how I like to put it, to me, perfect is meeting the requirement. Whatever that is, you met the requirement to think perfect. Don't mean it's not a 16th left or a 16th over. It may allow that, plus or minus. I mean, you ladies, y'all been in nursing, you know, because a person's temperature is past whatever norm is. I don't know what norm is. You know, you don't get bent out of shape because it's 99.1 or 98.2. It's within that. Help me out, y'all.
Range.
Yeah, it's within that range. What? I don't know. I guess 97.9 is okay. I guess. I don't know. But there's a range there. That as long as within that range, you're okay. Now, you get outside of that range, then you got issues.
That's the same
thing with us. As long as you're standing in Christ and you're walking by the Spirit of Christ and you're walking in the calling that you was called by by one spirit. Keep going over and over and over. There's only one spirit, man. That's about like
that's
somebody trying to tell me, the fruits of the spirit, a different spirit. No, it's just one spirit. And all
that's
that good is in that spirit. And you have, you can enjoy all of that.
Amen, amen. Yes.
Yeah, you don't have to. Exit yourself and say, well, you know what? The fruit of the spirit, so I don't have all the fruits of the spirit. How dumb is that?
Mm.
How dumb is that?
Mm.
Huh? You don't have all the spirits. I don't have all the fruits. Brother and sister, stop being brainwashed and hoodwinked and bamboozled. If you got the Spirit of Christ, I'm putting the emphasis on that. If you got the Spirit of Christ, if you're being led of the Spirit, you are not under the law. You're not up under the flesh way of talking, thinking. You're not up under that.
Now,
if you don't know, all you got to do is go over there to Ephesians 5, and they'll tell you the working of the flesh. He'll tell you a bunch of stuff. But the fruit of the Spirit is love. So if you got the fruit of the Spirit or God's Holy Spirit, you got love, you got joy, you got long-suffering, you got gentleness, you got... See, you can't say, I got the Spirit of God, but I don't have no gentleness. No, you know, you maybe haven't perfected it, but it's there. You got to start using it.
Yeah, say that. Say that.
Now, I know goodness is running in my life. Man, I'm doing every day. I'm trying to be a little gooder.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to be a little gooder. Yeah, because I'm getting it.
Yeah.
No, I don't have all the faith, but I'm trying. I'm pressing. I'm using as much of this word as I can because I know that faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So I'm trying to use as much as I can.
Yeah.
I tell Pastor all the time, I said, you know what? And I'm not really jealous of her. I kind of cut up with her a little bit. But I want that meekness she got. Pastor know how to talk to people. Well, she is operating in that pastoral, I call it. She know how to gently lead people. She got that meekness. She, you know, she temperate. She know how to do that thing. So I watch that.
Yes, she does.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
And I've been asking God, Lord, and God said, crucify the flesh. You just need to crucify a little bit more flesh. If you live in that spirit, you'll walk in it. But you can't walk in it if you're not going to live in it. You can't walk in Christ unless you're going to live in it. Don't expect it. It's certain things won't inherit God's kingdom. As long as you keep on lying, as long as you keep on gossiping, operating in witchcraft, hating, you got to get rid of all that stuff. And it's real simple, brothers and sisters. You swap lies for truth. And you know it. Well, I ain't doing that no more. See, I ain't doing that no more.
Yeah.
I learned better, I'm doing better. I don't hate nobody. And Satan had literally showed his ugly face.
Yeah.
I mean, Satan can show his ugly face to you, make you want to go back and be whoever you was before Christ came in your life. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. And I'm not going to, I know Satan telling me right now, well, you better walk easy because, you know, that same spirit, you're going to see it again. I don't care about seeing it again. I'm going to love the hell out of it, right out of it.
Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. Yeah.
They need to see the Christ in you now.
Yeah.
That's why Paul said, I'm a prisoner.
Yes, he did. Yeah.
See, when you're a prisoner, brothers, you don't even have no choices. Like, you got to do whatever the warden say.
That's right.
You know.
That's right.
Bill Cosby was a prisoner. He couldn't get out. when the warden say, let him go, he can go.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But anyway, I wanted us to, I wanted everybody to participate, and I have a whole lot of scriptures, believe me, especially when you talk about oneness, and I want to get into that so bad, because the body of Christ needs to be coming as one, start teaching the same thing, start getting people into that faith, not their faith, but into the faith. And it's not hard. But you got to give up your way of life. You got to crucify the flesh. Because if you don't do that, it's going to be all about you. And that's not what it's about, brother.
Amen.
That's not what it's about.
Praise
God. I got one more thing I want to say before anybody else say anything. You all be safe. Use wisdom. A lot of people going to be shooting firecrackers and all that good stuff. It ain't necessary that the enemy try just to beat the blood over your life and keep it moving.
Yeah.
But you to be safe, because I love all you guys. Okay, we still open for a few more minutes.
Amen. And we love you too, Pastor, and we love each and every one that's with us. And happy 4th of July. And as Pastor said, be safe. Amen.
Anybody else? I thank you all. And I'm at work, so y'all continue to pray for me.